This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Who is tech? It's a question we'll be asking regularly as we explore diversity in the tech world. Last November, a guy posts a blunt question. Quote, "Why are there so few lady game creators?" This spawned a big response under the Twitter hashtag #OneReasonWhy. Stories are added regularly. Stats about women paid less than men in the game industry. Ugly accounts of workplaces that seem more like fraternities. One reason why there are so few women game creators? Well, just the other day, there was a post about a 7-year-old girl in Philadelphia who created a mobile game app, but organizers asked her to prove it was her work after assuming her brother did it. She proved it no problem, but would a boy have been asked? Veteran video game writer Rhianna Pratchett.
Well, I was contributing to the One Reason Why hashtag with a few of my industry experiences. As I was typing away and hit tweet, I suddenly thought, yeah, but who are we helping with this?
As part of our focus on women in tech this week, we reached Pratchett in London via Skype. She's just finished an overhaul of the Tomb Raider game where she set out to bring depth to the famous protagonist, Lara Croft. Pratchett worried about hashtag horror stories scaring off people who might want to break into her industry. So she started a supplemental discussion, hashtag One Reason to Be, that is, reasons for women to be in the video game industry.
The negative kind of came first, and that garnered a lot of attention because it's better for spinning news stories, right? And you know, the good stuff doesn't make the headlines. So it was important for me to balance out that negativity, because it can be easy to get lost in that kind of thing.
The danger, right, is that it becomes a bit Pollyanna if you're just talking about the positive aspects of the industry. I think you wanted this to be a forum where you could also talk about the route forward.
Oh, absolutely. It's important to shine the light in these dark areas and show what women have been going through. My own experience with sexism has been fairly limited. It was more like attitudes towards female players. It's still regularly assumed that the player will be male. And so in development circles, the player is always referred to as he. When in fact, you know, the stats for women playing games are growing to the point where they're actually overtaking men. You know, I'd sometimes have to raise the question about, that's fine, but what if the player's female? And it was something that developers didn't really consider that much. And also when it came to female characters in games, also trying to encourage developers to get away from the sort of ridiculous outfits and the kind of, you know, either revealing lots of cleavage or midriff and trying to dress female characters for what they're actually doing in the game.
So I should have asked you, you know, one reason to be, what's one of your answers to that?
Certainly from the writing side, I've got to work on, you know, a twisted fantasy comedy game, and you know, I've got to reinvent the most famous female gaming icon of all time, and I've worked on a near sci-fi futuristic game, and a Norse mythology game. It's just there's probably no other industry where I get to work on such diverse projects and get to sort of help and shape the experience and the journey for the player.
Rhianna Pratchett, writer on the new version of the video game Tomb Raider, which comes out today. Links to the hashtags One Reason to Be, One Reason Why, and a related one about mentoring young video game designers are at marketplacetech.org.